Winston City Council, March 1st, 2021, 7 p.m.
Thank you. The roll call, Councilor White.
Here.
Councilor Cunningham.
Here.
Terry.
Here.
Sorry. And I'm Scott, I'm here. Is Lenny on the phone? No. Okay, so we got four of the five. Three are here in the building. Adjustments to the agenda, Mr. Bauer?
Yes, we have several, Your Honor, and members of council. First, the Planning Commission minutes from December 16th and February 8th, as well as the reappointment sheet for Planning Commissioner Rex Stevens, are at the very end of the packet. You would still approve them under the consent agenda, but you will just find them at the end of the packet. Then under new business, also number three under consent agenda, roster update, scratch that. New business, A1 is the animal permit to allow for two horses and a cow. And then under ordinance 21-694, the park board membership, on the first page, the third whereas, there is a section stricken. I'll go through it at the time. And the same sentence is stricken on the traffic and public safety ordinance as well.
Thank you, Mr. Bauer.
That's Teresa. I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from.
That's okay. I've been called Terry before. Okay. I've been called worse.
I've never been called Terry before, but I haven't been called worse.
Okay, approval of council minutes for February 16th. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to accept the minutes for February 16th council meeting.
Have a motion? Looking for a second?
I'll second that.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Same sign? Motion carries. Thank you. Boards, commissions, and committees. Looking to for a motion to accept the Planning Commission minutes for December 16th and February 8th, 2021. December 16th, 2020. February 8th, 2021.
I make a motion that we accept the Planning Commission's minutes.
I have a motion.
I second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. This is the time we get to reappoint Rex Stevens to the Planning Commission. Is Rex one of the callers? Good, he can't back out. Okay. Looking for a motion to approve the reappointment of Rex Stevens to the Planning Commission.
I make a motion to reappoint Rex Stevens to the Planning Commission.
Have a motion?
I second.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. Roster update. Mr. Bauer.
Strike it.
Pardon me?
Strike it.
I'm sorry. Comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda are welcome to address the City Council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The Council reserves the right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Anyone wishing to speak to the Council?
Yes, I would.
Who are you, please?
Hi, Shelley Erie. Address is 280 Southeast Darrell here in Winston.
Okay. What do you have to say, Shelley?
Good evening, council members.
Good evening.
Tonight, I wanted to bring to you a little bit of information. Each year, our budget seems to get tighter and tighter, and there seems to be less and less money available for projects and programs that are important to the people that live here in Winston. During the 2020 November elections, I was very encouraged to see that nearly 65% of the 2,863 votes cast here by Winston voters were in favor of receiving tax revenue for cannabis sales on the advisory ballot by a margin of 1,833 in favor and 1,026 opposed. However, in order to receive that revenue, the City Council of Winston would need to amend the zoning code to allow for a recreational dispensary to do business within the city limits. Because I was curious what type of revenue Winston could bring annually if we could do a dispensary here in town, I decided to make a few phone calls today to the city officials of our neighboring town of Roseburg. What I found out seriously surprised me. Last year, Roseburg brought in $138,689 in state shared cannabis tax revenue and $362,671 in local cannabis tax revenue for a combined total of $501,360. Not only could we be drawing revenue from cannabis sales, we would also be drawing more people to our city who would stop at other local shops and businesses as well. This is revenue that we can no longer afford to miss out on, especially during such hard times when many of our small local businesses have been forced to close or have been majorly impacted by the decline in sales. Residents of Winston are still purchasing cannabis regardless. They are just doing it outside of the city of Winston. In addition to the financial benefits of our city would see from receiving additional tax revenue, having a dispensary in town would be a tremendous convenience to those suffering from medical conditions that prefer the benefits of cannabis and CBD over the side effect-ridden option of pharmaceutical drugs. I am requesting that the City Council of Winston reevaluate the budgetary needs of the City of Winston as well as the desire of its constituents to increase the annual revenue for the city by allowing tax revenue to be received through cannabis sales. This can be accomplished by City Council members bringing to vote and passing an amendment to the zoning codes that are currently in place. Can this please be brought to a vote during a future City Council meeting?
Shelley, I feel and I understand what you're saying, but on that same ballot in November was an opportunity for the citizens of Winston to approve such a change, and they chose not to. They chose not to accept a dispensary in town, but chose to go ahead and tax the sales from that dispensary. I don't understand it either.
Nor do I.
But. Are you still with me there?
Hello?
Shelley?
I think it's muting.
Oh, she's talking. It sounded like she dropped off.
No, that's... Well, let me refresh my screen.
Hello?
Is anybody there? Is anybody on the phone? There we go. Okay.
No, good. I'm here.
She did.
I can hear
you. Shelly, are you still there?
No.
No, she dropped off.
She did drop off.
I heard her.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry that she did that. The citizens voted. We didn't have a lot of choice in the matter. Any more comments from the audience? Thank you very much. Boards, commissions, and committees and schools. Any reports? Nothing in the packet?
She's just going to give a verbal.
Department.
There she's back on.
Shelly?
Hello.
Shelly?
Yes, I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. It just lost connection as soon as you started speaking.
So in November, on the same ballot that the taxes were approved, was also a chance for the citizens of Winston to approve a dispensary or dispensaries in town, and they voted against it.
Correct. It was a vote of 45.5% to 54.45%, which I understand, and with it being such close margin, I was hoping that the council could bring it to a vote.
At this point in time, you know, as much as the City of Winston needs some money, and we're all in favor of that, I don't think it's a good idea for the council to do that at this point in time. If you'd like to come in and talk to Mr. Bauer about forming another petition to put it back on a ballot for another time, we might be able to do that.
Okay, and who would I be speaking to? I'm sorry, I did not catch that name.
Mark Bauer, the city manager.
Got it.
And I appreciate your efforts, thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.
Okay.
There's something before you do, Mark.
Thank you.
Not that you're not already busy, right?
Department report, Mr. Bauer.
I have nothing to add to my weekly report.
Thank you. Old business, seeing none. New business, business licenses. I'm assuming that they all got approval through Chief Sardi.
May I answer that?
Yes.
Yes, I gave you copies of all the business licenses,
right,
and down at the bottom, Chief Sardi, where he signed, and he also recommends them to
okay.
Council.
Perfect. Thank you. Any comments or questions on these business licenses?
No, but I make that all the businesses licensed be accepted in one package since they're all approved by the police department.
That's what we were going to do. Do you have me make a motion that we do that? That's your
yeah.
motion? Okay, I have a motion. Looking for a second?
I second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the business licenses in the packet. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. Mr. Bauer, can we talk about the animal variance, please?
Yes, we can, Your Honor. According to members of council and members of the audience, for anyone who wants to have animals other than domestic dogs and cats, but any livestock animals, chickens, you know, fowl, you have to apply through an application process to the city council. And through that process, you have to meet certain requirements for the different types of animals that you may wish to have. So we have an applicant, it's Cassandra Manu, and the lot is that is indicated here is 635 Will Way. So if you look up on the ridge, there's three houses up there. The two houses on the end originally split a 50-acre piece. The one in the middle is on a half acre that they divided off for them. So those are the three lots up there. It's the two on the ends, the that are splitting or going to share this horse and cow situation. So between them, they have 49 and a half acres approximately. One has already constructed what looks like a feed shed on the property. The property will be fenced with an electric fence.
It already is, Mark. I went up there and looked.
And as I understand it, they already have a horse on the property.
I was going to say, are the animals already there?
Yes, yeah. One horse is.
That's kind of the cart before the horse, isn't it?
Yeah. So, anyway, they do meet all of the conditions referenced in municipal code to house a horse or two horses in a cow.
Do you have some advice for the council, Mr. Bauer?
I would recommend that you approve the application.
Any questions from council for Mr. Bauer?
I think it's wonderful. I would love to have animals roaming up there rather than houses.
Okay, so looking for a motion to approve this variance.
I make a motion to approve the variance.
I have a motion. Looking for a second?
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same
sign.
Okay, motion carries. So thank you very much. Okay, resolution 21986. Read by title only, please. Mr. Bauer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council. Resolution number 21-986. A resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement with QQ's Incorporated to purchase a K2Q system to replace the existing CCT camera, tractor, laptop software, and associated equipment for a total price not to exceed $72,150. And Andy Howell will brief.
Mr. Mayor, Council, members of the audience by phone, good evening. So
So following up, we purchased that system in 2019 from Ruser for $50,000. The van itself has a value of between $17,000 to $20,000. The EnviroSight system is an older system. It's about 11 years old, so it's pretty much approaching its pretty much its life in that type of environment that we work it in. The system has become less reliable as we use it. We've put over $4,500 in the last repair, not to mention the time and what we've done to it and staff working on it, doing the things we can. The first repair was a side axle and some other issues with it. We got that fixed. We had to take the van up. They went through the van. We worked it a little bit and had more issues with it. So currently, we have a few issues going on that are very detrimental to actually going out and working the system. We have the axle bearing replacements. Basically, what this thing does, it's got two motors on the side of this tractor. This crawler goes down the sewer. So as a tractor, you want it to go down the pipe relatively straight. So we have one motor that's definitely out, and it causes the crawler to crawl up the side of the pipe, which you can flip over and cause issues. So you have to stop, the operator has to stop, back it up, and move forward again. So it's we know for sure one's out. We assume the other one is probably not far behind us also. So that's definitely an issue with it. The elevator also on it. There's an elevator control system that if you're doing an internal inspection, you can hit the elevator mechanism on this crawler, and it allows you to look at the camera head to come up. So if you have maybe debris, solids, a sag in the pipe, a belly, you can actually keep your camera tilted up and view. But we lost that option also. So we no longer have that option with the elevator. The other issue now we're having is an electrical issue in the van itself. We'll go out 150, 200 feet sometimes, sometimes not that far. It'll just shut down. So the system will shut down, operator has to reboot it. We lose the footages that we've recorded, and we start all over. So that's some of the things that are going on with the system. We have an estimate between $6,000 to $10,000 to bring it up. For diagnostics, we'll have to actually take the van up to Hillsboro, and we'll have to go to the electrical part of that. So that's kind of where we're at with the current system. The K2Q system, we kind of have an outline of the system. It's basically they'll come in, take the existing system out, remove it, put this newer system in there. It's a very operable, I would call it user-friendly system. It's got the joystick control. The operator can actually come out and assist the ground can actually work on this thing outside of the van with a little remote control on it. It basically comes with the pan and tilt, all these other things which you currently lost in the old one. The pan and tilt system allows the operator to go down inside of the internal parts of the pipe, pan and tilt and look at sewer connections, pan and tilt, do the full circumference of the interior of the pipe, check for cracks, breaks, things like that, which just actually is that on our system also. So we've got the system from Q's. Kind of basically, I can go through the whole system, but it's basically a complete system. The tractor, the GNet software. The GNet software is a software that's, once again, much easier to use than the WinCam software. You can kind of curtail it to what we want, and as we do our inspections, things like that. So basically it comes with everything, plug and play, take it out, plug it in. Staff recommends the council approve the K2Q system for $72,150. We'd use the funds from the sewer mainline account, an amount of that $72,150. After our capital outlay projects that we currently have, and that's our east side project, our downtown project's been completed, the PD sewer main, and including the purchase of this Q system, it'll leave us a little over $457,000 in the account. There's several also points in the queues I just wanted to mention. They have a lifetime guarantee, basically, as long as we own these parts. If the crawler breaks down, we box it out, they ship us another crawler in, we're plug and play. It's quick, we're not losing downtime. And I do want to mention that we were going to bring this on for next budget. Serious enough that we want to bring it to council, let council know what's going on with the system, where we're currently at, and just give council the information that we currently have with what we we're working with.
So if the system were operating, Andy, how much would you be using it now?
We used it quite a bit. When it was in 2020, we had over 27,000 feet on the TV, and that's with the breakdown we had. So we use that at least 3 times a week minimum. We're using it, and the nice thing about it is we have a problem, we can go out, we look, is it an emergency, can we deal with it, do we have to do it now, can we put it off? So we use that quite often. We get calls for us locates or sewer things, things like that. So we use that very.
Your Honor, if I may add to this, the TV system is an essential tool to the sewer utility as much as the flusher is to keep our main lines clean. We also use it to inspect newly installed lines to make sure that they meet our specifications. So without it, we can't do that, or we have to bring in an outside company, and it's, if we can get them in to do it at the time, it's $2,500 a day for them to do the work. So it's quite expensive to bring in an outsider to do this, but it very much is an essential piece of equipment to the operation.
Andy,
how long has this been a problem?
Primarily, pretty much, it started soon after we had it when we actually started using it, and then we fixed things. But it's been ongoing. It is to the point now where it's pretty much.
For how long has it been on? How long has this been ongoing then?
It's actually been ongoing to this point. The last breakdown is probably in the last 2 months.
Okay, so this is one of those situations that you could not put on this year's budget, correct?
It was serious enough that we want to bring it to council to let council be aware of that. If council decides not to act, then we'll be shipping it off, and there will be definitely a cost to evaluate it.
And Andy, how reliable is this delivery period they've got here
nowadays?
Well, they say 4 to 6 weeks is what they're saying, net 30. So, I mean, is that reliable, or is that Mr. Wagg?
That's what they put down. I want to believe that after my conversations I've had with them, I believe that they're pretty close to that.
Any more comments from the audience or the council?
I think that we should not wait. I think it should be done now.
Any more comments from the audience?
I couldn't hear what Dory said.
Dory said it needs to be done now.
Okay.
I'd like to call for a motion then. If somebody wants to make a motion on calling through with resolution 21986.
David, do you want to make that motion?
Yeah, I'll make it.
Do you second?
I second.
I have a motion and a second to approve resolution 21986, the purchase of the K2Q system. Looking for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Thank you very much. Motion carries. That's something off your Christmas list for next year, huh, Andy?
Thank you. Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you very much.
Well, everything's breaking down. You can't go without that.
No, not that. They did that for years, and we paid for it, or they're paying for it now.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. That's why we have to do it now. We can't wait.
Okay, looking for ordinance 21692, legislative amendments for zoning and subdivision comp plan. We're going to ask Thomas McIntosh to come, in, please. McIntosh? I'm listening. Thomas, how are you?
Good. How's council this evening?
For you. Expert.
Okay, read by title only, Mr. Bauer, please.
Thank you, Your Honor, members of council, and members of the audience. Ordinance number 21692 for its third reading. An ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon, City Council, adopting amendments to the City of Winston Zoning Ordinance, City of Winston Subdivision Ordinance, and Winston Comprehensive Plan. And Thomas will brief if you have any questions at this point.
Councilor White, do you have some questions on this?
The other day? No, it's the other ones. The only thing I was wondering about this, what did she, Laura, she responded with corrections to proposed legislature minutes. What amendments, what exactly did she say about it?
Right, so there were a few things here and there that Laura from the Department of Land Conservation Development responded. One of them had to do with making the word manufactured home consistent instead of mobile home. So that was a very minor thing, and we did that. There was another thing having to do with omitting the word grandfathering, because apparently it has racist characteristics. So we changed that to make it more consistent with pre-existing non-conforming.
Okay.
So it was very, just kind of semantics.
Okay, I just was wondering. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Was it just a bit of semantics then that you were dealing with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, DLCD was mostly happy with our, to be honest, we didn't expect them to have such little issues with, especially when you're getting into the comp plan and some of the numbers. They had no issues with kind of the way we print those out and address them, so we're pretty happy with the response.
Good job. Okay, any comments from the audience on the third reading of Resolution 21-692? Okay, I'm looking for a motion to approve Ordinance 21-692.
I make a motion that we pass Ordinance Number 21-692.
Have a motion, looking for a second?
I second it.
Have a motion and a second to approve Ordinance Number 21-692. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Thomas.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Good job. Give Mariah a thumbs up, please.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, Ordinance 21-693, additional requirements for the collection and disposal of solid waste. This is the first reading. Mr. Bauer, please.
Thank you, Your Honor, members of council and members of the audience. Ordinance number 21-693. An ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council amending subsection 12 of Ordinance 374 to provide for additional requirements for collection and disposal of solid waste in accordance with the Douglas County Solid Waste Flow Control Ordinance 2017-07-01. So this is an ordinance that was requested that we include in our solid waste ordinance, and basically what it does is it sets out where our franchise collector can tip the waste that he collects or dump it. Tipping is the technical term for dumping, so dumping the waste. This allows, they also have to fill out a report as a result of this and keep track of how much tonnage they are delivering to the site required by Douglas County. So the other thing in this ordinance is that it does direct the contract hauler to specific locations now and in the future. I have spoken with our contract hauler, and he is approving of adding these requirements to the agreement.
Okay, so I've got a question, and it's probably silly, but so this basically is a demand by the county that all waste produced in the county has to be dumped at the dump operated by the county, and their fees collected for that waste. They cannot take the trash or the garbage, as it were, and tip it elsewhere in the state?
That's correct. So, for example,
isn't that kind of a monopoly
like what
thing?
Happened?
Yeah.
So, for example, let's say that if it happened, there was a better rate for dumping it over in Coos Bay, in Coos County. They can't go there. The Douglas, it's the solid waste is created here and the county has control over where it goes.
That's really something interesting to be possessive about, yeah, isn't it?
And the reason for that is that as they get to the point of closing out the landfill, the rates that they set on the haulers is going to, that's where the money's going to come from to close out the landfill next time. So that's why they have requested that all of the cities do this. And also in my researching, this is Ordinance 374. It was created in 1984. Franchise agreements only have a 10-year life to them. And that one, in particular, only had a 5-year life. And there were no subsequent ordinances created for solid waste since that time. Also, that solid waste ordinance had a 3% franchise fee on it, where we typically see 5% as a minimum today. And that ordinance was created as a result of the original owner of Winston Sanitary selling to the next owner before Steve Evans, who has it now. So there's been another change of ownership, and it's not documented. So we will be writing a new ordinance very quickly to cover this.
Okay. So we're not really looking for any motions or anything on this. This is just the first reading, correct?
We would ask for approval to move it to second reading.
Okay, I'm seeking a motion to move Ordinance 21-693 to the second reading. Are you ready? Teresa made the motion.
I'll second it.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Okay, Ordinance 21-694. This one amends the municipal code and park board membership. Mr. Bauer, please.
Thank you, Your Honor, members of council, and members of the audience. Ordinance number 21-694, an ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon, City Council, amending Title 9, Section 93.02, membership, subsection A, members generally, of the city's municipal code. And I will brief. So, as has been requested at the last meeting, that we amend our ordinances so that our council members are not acting as chairs to these committees, and that the chair is a non-voting chair with the membership. This ordinance that you have in front of you tonight does that. I want to point out in whereas number 3, it says section 93.02, membership contains the number of members, how they are appointed, where they can live, the number of voting members, requirement to have a non-voting member of council, and then I had included to act as the board chair instead of not to act as the board chair. So that's stricken. So then down under members, the way this reads is, members generally, the park board shall consist of 6 voting members and a generally non-voting chair, who may vote only in the event of a tie and is selected by the voting members. A city councilor shall be selected by the city council to serve as a non-voting liaison to the board. The mayor shall appoint the members with confirmation by the city council. One voting member may be appointed who need not live within the corporate limits of the city. The remainder of the voting members shall live within the corporate limits of the city. And under Ordinance 20-687, we amended this ordinance to allow for, unless a board position remains vacant for 90 days, the vacant position can then be filled from outside the corporate limits of the city. One member selected by the board shall serve as secretary to the board and shall prepare minutes of each meeting.
Okay. Any comments from the audience on ordinance 21-695? Excuse me, 694, I apologize. Thank you. Comments from council? Okay, I guess we're going to have a look for a motion to move this to the second reading.
I make a motion to remove ordinance number 21-694 to a second reading.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to move ordinance 21-694 to a second reading. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you very much. Ordinance 21-695 amends municipal code for the Traffic and Public Safety Commission. Mr. Bauer?
Thank you, Your Honor. Members of council, members of the audience. Ordinance number 21-695. An ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon, City Council, amending Title III, Traffic Safety Commission, Section 31.061, membership of the City's Municipal Code. And again, under whereas 3, I have struck the same language as in the Park Board amendment. And then going on to read the new language says, the commission shall consist of four voting members of the community at large and a generally non-voting chair, also from the community at large, who may vote only in the event of a tie and is selected by the voting members. The commission shall also consist of non-voting ex officio members, which may include the city manager, chief of police, superintendent of public works, city attorney, municipal judge, superintendent of schools, and any other individuals as the voting members may direct. A city councilor shall be selected by the city council to serve as a non-voting liaison to the commission. All voting members and the chair shall be appointed by the mayor with confirmation by the city council. The chief of police shall serve as secretary to the commission.
Thank you, Mr. Bauer. Any comments from the audience? Comments or questions from council? Ordinance number 21-695, looking for a motion to move it to the second reading.
I make a motion to move forward with ordinance number 21-695.
Have a motion. Looking for a second. Anybody?
Second.
Thank you, David. A motion and a second. Move this ordinance to the second reading. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you very much. Okay. Introduction to Ordinance 21-696, creation of an Economic Development Board. Mr. Bauer, please.
Thank you, Your Honor, and members of council, members of the audience. So in this case, we're writing a new section to the code. It would come in under chapter 120, which is our business development section of the code, Economic Development Board. So this is a draft of a complete section that would be added to the code. So it has the establishment, membership, terms, quorum, rules, regulation, powers, compensation, powers and duties, reports, life of the board, and rules and regulations. And these are the same categories that all of our boards and commissions have. So in this case, we're establishing an Economic Development Board. The board members shall consist of six voting members of the community at large and a generally non-voting chair, also from the community at large, who may vote only in the event of a tie and is selected by the voting members. The board shall also consist of a non-voting ex officio members, such as the city manager and any other individuals as the voting members may direct. A city councilor shall be selected by the city council to serve as a non-voting liaison to the board. All voting members and the chair shall be appointed by the mayor with confirmation by the council. It goes on to have the standard unexcused absences as the rest of our bodies have. Sets up the initial terms, and these would be the initial terms of the member shall be as follows: chair for 2 years, beginning with the first meeting in January of an even numbered year. So in this case, we will be starting them as of an odd numbered year, so the chair will only have a 1 year seat until next year, but they're appointed by the members of the board, so could very well end up being the appointed chair again. Three members, initially 3 members for 1 year, 3 members for 2 years. Thereafter, all terms shall be for 3 years. All terms except the chair shall expire on January 31st of the appropriate year, which is the even numbered year. So, quorum rules and regulations: 4 voting members of the Economic Development Board shall constitute a quorum. The board shall make rules, regulations, and procedures as it deems necessary, but all the rules, regulations, and procedures shall be consistent with the laws of the state of Oregon, city charter, city ordinances. The board shall meet at least once per month on the second Wednesday of the month at noon, or as otherwise determined by the board and approved by the council. Compensation: members of the board shall receive no compensation for services rendered, but may be reimbursed for any incidental expenditures approved by the mayor and city council. Powers and duties: in general, the board shall act in an advisory capacity to the city council and the city manager. In developing and implementing economic and tourism initiatives and activities. To review activities and funding potential from the city's Urban Renewal Agency, make recommendations on requests from citizens or businesses for tourism grants from the city's transient room tax funds, track new economic development within the city, review and make recommendations to city council on economic development grants, look for economic development activities to support the business community, look for economic development opportunities such as potential new businesses, work with other economic development partner agencies for the betterment of Douglas County and the state of Oregon economic base. Reports: the board shall submit copies of its minutes to the city council and shall in June of each year make and file an annual report of its activities to the city council, and any other reports as from time to time may be requested of it by the city council. The format of all reports to City Council shall be made at the discretion of the Economic Development Board. Life of the Board: the Economic Development Board shall continue in existence so long as directed to do so by the Mayor and City Council, and rules and regulations, they would be developed by the Economic Development Board and approved by the City Council.
Okay, so this is an introduction of an ordinance. I don't think I've seen this before. We're just talking about it. Do we have to have any council action?
So because this is a new thing tonight, no, it's just, I'm just introducing what will come back in an ordinance format. So we'll add the whereases and into a formal ordinance, which will be read by title only for its first reading at your next meeting.
Thank you. Any questions that can be asked of this?
Yes, I have one. What will be the interaction with the Chamber of Commerce in this?
Unknown.
At this time, that's unknown.
Has any of this information been paid to the current chair of the Chamber of Commerce Economic Development?
David, you said you had one question.
Are you talking about Josh?
Valen.
Valen. No, it hasn't. This is, I wanted to put this in front of council first. We will do that once we create the formal ordinance.
Okay. And would there be any type of interplay with the Chamber of Commerce then?
Again, unknown at this time.
When you find out, is it going to be in the ordinance?
If we had an active Chamber of Commerce at this time, I would recommend that that they have, that one member or one seat on the board would go to a member of the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, wouldn't it be an idea maybe to have that in place in case they become active again?
I would think we would rather amend the ordinance to add it if and when they become active again.
I agree with that.
Okay. So I had three questions.
That was five, but who's counting? Okay, upcoming agenda items, Mr. Bauer.
Great question.
Well, it says discussion of a police vehicle purchase is one of them.
Yes, and then the Avista agreement.
Oh, we already approved that.
No, we haven't yet. We haven't received information back on that to date. I had emailed them to request additional information to go on the licensing agreement. So we're waiting to hear back on that. The other thing is, the third thing would be I'm waiting for the city attorney to give us some feedback on the RV question. On how best to handle dealing with our RV park. So I've reached out to him today, and unfortunately he was not available. So hopefully, probably tomorrow, I will hear from him.
Non-agenda items from councilors? I've got three.
Wow, been busy.
Water franchise fee, Mr. Bauer. Cell phone franchise fee, Mr. Bauer. And increasing the sewer franchise fee, Mr. Bauer.
And the solid waste franchise.
Okay.
That we came up with tonight. Right.
Well, that's already a fee in place, isn't it?
It is, but it's out of date by almost 30 years.
Well, I thought we just increased it. But no, we have to go back and redo the ordinance.
That's Exhibit A of the ordinance.
Okay.
So, let's see, 84, 94, yep. Almost 30 years.
Okay.
I wish there was some way that we could stop, take away from something, because we are, what is it, the second highest taxed city?
That's why we're going with fees instead of taxes.
Yeah. So
it trickles down. What do you mean?
Okay, anything else for councilors?
I'm sorry, Your Honor, I'm missing one for some reason. I've got phone, water, solid waste.
Sewer.
Sewer.
Okay. The order.
Just a real quick question on these fees. Do we have any, we do not have any franchise fees on the water, do we?
No, we do not currently have any franchise fee on the water.
Is there a reason that that's the odd person out?
What I can tell you is that they're the only underground utility currently that does not have a franchise agreement, and I was not around when they made decisions or did not impose a franchise fee, so I guess I really don't know the history.
Would it be a good idea to maybe look into it?
Yes, it's on the list. You probably didn't hear that.
No, thank you. I probably didn't. Thank you.
Okay. I have one more item, Your Honor.
Yes, sir.
Today I was contacted by the food bank, who, as you know, had burned out, and they have contacted Clay Caldwell and their group because they have the kitchen at the pavilion to put food bank food, store food bank food. They also want to, on a short term, utilize that facility as a short term food bank until they come up with another option. So,
is that secure enough to do that with Andy?
You know, nowadays I wonder how secure you can make
secure?
It. I mean, it's got roll up doors with locks in it, and they can kick them in, I suppose. I think they can get into anything if you want it. I don't know.
But you have cameras on that, correct?
We do have it. Yeah, I can pick up one side of the thing.
Okay. Thank you.
It clearly is an essential function
for our
community to have. And so,
what was it? They said that right, like 2 days before the fire, Thursday or something, they received a shipment from the food bank, and then 2 days later it's gone.
Well, they have some in storage, so it wasn't as bad as they thought originally. And they took, the freezer was closed. I just spoke to someone, and the freezer was outside, but it didn't have any electricity. So bless him,
Dean.
He took it and put it in his, so, I mean, that was wonderful.
Yeah.
I commented on him and said that was
that was
really good.
Yeah. We should probably make sure that he gets a public thank you for that.
Yes, we should.
I could raise this at another time, so.
Go ahead, bring, I mean.
Well, my question is since the Chamber of Commerce is gone inactive, we have no process in place for the First Citizens Award that we have had for an extended period of time. So I guess one question would be is that do we want to pursue that?
I definitely would.
Well, I might disagree.
We don't want a banquet. We can't.
Several of the cities in the Roseburg is not having their First Citizens Banquet any longer. It's kind of become a function of
what?
Of it's just kind of going away. I think generally speaking, I'm not saying we shouldn't do something.
Well, we need to do something.
Because
he really came out and
hauled
that stuff, and a lot of people did and everything. I don't know. We got to do something.
And I was recently asked the question, and that's why I raise it. I would think that what we would do, if you wanted to do something with it, you'd want to appoint a committee, a First Citizens Committee, to put together the program. And then do a, like they did last year, there's a part of that committee, there would be a nomination from the community, and then a committee that would review the nominations and select the different categories. And there wouldn't be a banquet, it would just be awarded based on something like that.
Okay.
But it's just something to think about.
Sure. I don't have an issue with that. I think that would be a good thing to do.
Yep.
Okay, so go to the order, check copies. We have those. Claims in excess of $500. We got those. March 10th, economic development at noon. That's still gonna happen, Mr. Bauer?
Yes, it will continue as normal.
And that's Lenny's gig, right?
Yes.
Okay. March 14th, daylight savings time begins, spring forward 1 hour. March 15th, city council right here at 7 p.m. And March 18th, urban renewal at 3 in the City Hall. Are we going to need that?
Probably not, Your Honor.
You want to strike that now, or do you want to wait till the next meeting to strike that?
Yeah, let's wait.
Okay. Executive session, Mr. Bauer?
None, Your Honor.
Thank you and good night.
Meeting adjourned at 7:54 p.m.